You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, Auckland Art Gallery sits in as part of RFA, so alongside Auckland Stadiums, Auckland Conventions, Auckland Live and Auckland Zoo. And over the last few years, the funding to RFA has been reduced. Obviously, Council's got its funding challenges with all its infrastructure projects. And as a result of that, the funding that we've had to sort of make available to all our venues and facilities has been reduced. And the gallery's funding, in effect, over the last few years has dropped from about $9 million of funding from council to about $6.9 million this current financial year.
So how much does the art gallery need?
I think probably the appropriate level of funding for the art gallery is about $9 million. And we are, as part of the long-term plan process, which council is going through for the 2018-2028 period, we're going back into council seeking some additional funding from the art gallery to try and get it up to that level of funding.
Right, yeah, so that's as part of the 10-year funding plan for Auckland
yes.
Council. How likely do you think it is the council will grant your request?
Look, I think the council understand the financial pressures the gallery is under and the challenges it faces because of that. Saying that, I guess we know that we're in a pretty difficult financial perspective from council at the moment, just with all the infrastructure projects that are on within the city. So, I mean, I think there's good support from the council and for the gallery, so I think we've got a good opportunity to try and advance that.
In the Herald, some comparisons have been made with MOTAT and the Auckland Museum in terms of council funding. So MOTAT gets $11 million a year from the council, roundabouts.
Yes.
And the museum gets about $28 million. I was wondering, what are the visitor numbers that the gallery gets yearly?
So the gallery gets about 550,000 visitors a year.
Wow.
So it is significant in terms of the visitor numbers that are achieved to the gallery.
That's quite interesting. So MOTAT gets around, at least for their 2016 year, they got almost 250,000, yet got $11 million in funding. How do you explain the mismatch?
Well, I think one of the things just to be aware of, Ruben, is the fact that both Auckland War Memorial Museum and MOTAT are covered by specific pieces of legislation which have been in place for some time and set within that legislation is a formula as to how they're funded, and that's how their funding is derived from that, whereas the gallery is like the rest of council, we go in on a bid each year in terms of the funding that we can actually get.
Do you foresee the Auckland Gallery getting its own piece of legislation similar to MOTAT and the museum?
No, I don't. I think the way that the gallery is set up is as with the rest of RFA. I mean, we've got quite a charter of trying to generate as much external commercial funding, and the gallery's done a good job on that. But I guess we always have the risk and the vulnerability of just where the own council finances are. So I think if we can get the funding back to the level that the gallery deserves, then that will set things in place pretty well for the future.
Yeah. So where does the other funding come from apart from admission tickets?
So it comes from admission tickets. It comes from philanthropic donations, and it also comes from sponsorship as well. So the gallery probably runs 2 to 3 major ticketed exhibitions a year, which generate revenue for us, and then obviously we get a lot of support from a philanthropic perspective and also from a corporate sponsorship perspective.
Right, and how steady are these funding streams?
Reasonably steady. It's fair to say, I think probably the corporate sponsorship one is probably fluctuating a bit at the moment. We're finding that it's probably been more difficult in the last few months sort of attracting corporate sponsorship, which I guess is probably just a sign of perhaps where the corporate sector's at. I think corporate sponsors recognise that there is good value in supporting activities of the gallery, so we'll continue to work on that. But, I mean, that sort of funding does fluctuate over the years.
I was wondering, how much is the operating budget?
So the actual operating budget of the museum is about 11 million.
Oh, sorry. I mean you mean the art gallery?
Sorry, the art gallery. Yes.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
So of which about 7 million comes from council, and the balance comes from from revenue generated from other sources.
I understand some top staff have taken jobs elsewhere due to higher pay. What does this mean for the gallery?
Look, that is quite a challenge for us. That other organisations do have the opportunity to sort of pay more. I guess we've got a really strong culture across the gallery, but we do lose staff occasionally to other institutions that can pay more, and that's just an ongoing challenge for us in terms of making sure that by getting the right level of funding that we can actually make sure that we keep the key staff within the organisation.
If the funding shortfall isn't met by the Auckland Council, what are you going to do?
Well, I think that's, again, we're just going to have to look at what our options are in terms of how we can, I guess, derive additional funding, how we can try and look at the funds that we've got, how we can reduce expenditure further. I think all those options, we've looked at before. We've decided that we'll keep operating the gallery as we are, but if that pressure continues, then we'll have to look at what things we can do to try and make sure that, first of all, the gallery continues to deliver for the people of Auckland. Our staff are sort of looked after as well as they possibly can be, and we can present the gallery in the best form possible. No clear idea on what exactly those options could be at the moment. We've looked at a few, and there was obviously one that was flagged in the Herald. That's the one we did look at for this year, but decided that we could continue as we are. So we'll continue, we'll review that once we've got a better idea of what the LTP process will deliver.
So was that option cutting the opening times by 1 or 2 days a week?
That was something we did consider, but decided that we wouldn't be doing that this year, and we've been able to sort of set some things in place to make sure that we can continue to operate the gallery on a 7-day basis.
Have any cuts to staff hours or any jobs been cut?
No, not really, but what we have been doing is sort of managing things from a vacancy perspective. So clearly if we have some vacancies, just looking at do we need to fill that vacancy, can we continue? And that, of course, puts pressure back on the staff at the gallery, but I think we've got staff at reasonably good levels at the moment. But that's an ongoing thing that we consider as we work through these issues.
Let's say the funding target isn't met for the next year. Are the options of cutting the gallery's opening times by 1 or 2 days a week still on the table, or even cutting jobs?
I think we would look at that as one of the options that we would consider, along with what other things that we could do. Do we look at sort of changes to the way we deliver the venue in terms of the number of ticketed events we have, the charges around those? So there may be a combination of things that we would look at to deliver an outcome. I guess at the end of the day, we want to try and make sure that we're delivering the gallery in the best possible way for Auckland, and that as many people as possible have access to that gallery. So we'll be pleased to sort of work our way through the LTP process to get the outcome that we think we need.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.